Have you felt God's Spirit within His house this morning? I love communion. Even when I'm sad, even when I've been bad, He loves me. For me to have the opportunity to thank the Lord Jesus Christ for what He did for me, what a privilege it is. There are many things, many people within our lives that if we had the opportunity to, we'd go back and thank them, would we not? Hopefully God has challenged us. The Holy Spirit has allowed us. The prodding of God has encouraged us to thank those that have meant so much to us in our lives. I know every time I come within the walls here, so thankful of the people and the precious dear folks and of God that God has allowed to pass through my life and mine through theirs. The wonderful opportunities, the things that I have learned, the growth where? In Him. Not only for what I've learned through God's Word, through prayer, through study, but also what I have learned from others. The principles that I have seen, the godly principles that I have seen lived out right in front of me. What a privilege. Hopefully, you as I have that desire to want to say thank you. Thank you. I know that just this past week I was having a conversation with an individual. I won't tell you the name, but they just had a new granddaughter be added to their. So you figured out on your own. Oh, I'm sorry. What was it? Great, great, great granddaughter? What was it? Great, 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 great. Just, you know who it is. And we're having our conversation, and actually we were outside next to the cemetery. And that conversation was talking about this past Easter morning, about those of you that had the opportunity to go out into the cemetery. I wasn't here. I was down at the campgrounds leading the service down there. About how many wonderful saints of God, that the old bodies may be out there, but the Spirit is with the living God this morning. And how thankful I am of God allowing His people to come through my life. And hopefully, I get the opportunity to say thank you. Sometimes things have not gone as I would like them to go. Sometimes there's been a mistake, there's been a problem, there's been an issue, and sometimes not only do you need to say thank you, but sometimes you got to say I'm sorry first. Amen? We all have had challenges within our lives. We all have done things that we're not proud of, made the wrong decision. Don't ever let that cloud the fact that God still loves you and He still loves me. Amen? Amen. I'm going to read in the 7th chapter in the book of 2 Corinthians. And it talks about the apostle being sorry. A little different. The 8th verse, for even if I made you sorry with my letter, I do not regret it. Though I did regret it, for I perceive that the same epistle made you sorry, though only for a while. Now I rejoice, not that you were made sorry, but that your sorrow led to repentance. I want you to hear this. That your sorrow led to repentance. God will convict us, will He not? Thank God for that. He will let us know within our lives, within our hearts, when we've not quite got it right. When there's something there that we just need to, deal with. There's something we've done. Whatever it is, God will allow us within our hearts to feel sorry and thus lead to repentance. For you were made sorry in a godly manner that you might suffer loss from us in nothing. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to what? Salvation. Not only within your heart, but salvation within your life. Last week we preached about today is the day of salvation, because I believe we live it every day. I believe that we live this wonderful gift of God throughout eternity. I believe that God sends His Holy Spirit to lead us, guide us, and direct us, the co-pilot we talked about last week. Then I also believe that He allows us to be together in a church situation. You've got to have a church. You've got to have somewhere where you've got to go. You've got to have somewhere where you belong. You've got to have somewhere where they come check on you. A fellow said one time, says, you know what, I love all them TV preachers and everything they say, but when I die, I want a bunch of ballers at my funeral. I want somebody to come shed a tear over me. And I know that television is not going to do it. We have a responsibility to figure out how we get along with others. So you got to be a part of the group. You have to be placed in a situation where you have responsibilities. You have to be in a situation where you kind of rub a little bit. And God challenged us on how we will use His Holy Spirit to become better, Christians for Him. For godly sorrow produces repentance, leading to salvation, not to be regretted, but the sorrow of the world produces death. So, for observe this very thing, that you sorrowed in a godly manner. What diligence it produced in you, what clearing of yourselves, what indignation, what fear, what vehement desire, what zeal, what vindication. All things you proved yourselves to be clear in this manner. Therefore, although I wrote it to you, I did not do it for the sake of him who had done the wrong, nor for the sake of him who suffered wrong, but that our care for you in the sight of God might appear to you. That's a tough scripture. That's a tough thing to kind of figure out. Sometimes my little mind has a hard time wrapping around certain things. You know, I don't understand a thermos bottle. You put hot things in it, comes out hot. You put cold things in it, comes out cold. How does it know? I can't handle that. You got one of those too? Yeah. Sometimes it's hard for me to wrap around some of the concepts, some of the things that I try to understand. And then I've got the apostle here saying, and I'm writing this letter, and it has brought you sorrow, but a godly sorrow. And we have sorrow within our lives. We beat ourselves up. My goodness. Situation on Friday night, and I was just, I was torn, so moved to go from, you know, when that concert was done and I walked out here to the front here and greeting hands, what an absolute spiritual high I was on. Somebody ran to me and said, D has fallen down the stairs. And immediately, I just, woof, so concerned. Come, one I didn't knock the bus over. I was trying to come around to see, and there she was, people comforting her. Just amazing. People gathered around, saints of God. Janet, I love you. And you ought to be commended for your warmth and care that you have for God's people. Herbie, don't look at me like you don't. Well, that's in church, maybe. Don't give me one of them looks over there, Herbie. But I'll tell you one thing. We have some people around here that care. We have some people around here that when you are going through something, they are to be there with you. They are to be there by used of God to help share your burden, your sorrow, the pain that you are dealing with. And I thank God for it. indeed gone down the steps. You know how many times I preach about not going down the steps. You got Joe down there who's crying, tears are coming out of him. He says, because you know, brother, it's my fault. I said, No, Joe, it's not your fault. I'm sitting there with tears welling up my heart because I'd spent the afternoon, we'd gotten things squared away outside, we'd been cutting, we tried to make the place look as good as we can because I know we had a lot of people coming. When we're here, Brother Joe had the ladder out and we changed the light bulb. See that one that's too shiny up in that chandelier up there? I don't know how we got that bright one. We got another bright one over there. Oh, we got more work to do. Right. Well, you know the bad thing is the light in that hallway was out. And I forgot about it. How do you think I felt on Friday night? If I changed the light bulb, possibly this would not have happened. Sorrow? Godly sorrow? I don't know. I don't know how to deal with certain things at certain times. I know that God is still on the throne. I know He loves me, but I know there are things that He is wanting to teach me, just like there are things that He is wanting to teach you. Amen? Amen. When Dee was released over the urgent care, she came out and she's in a wheelchair. She'd been laying there on the bed when they signed her out and they asked her, they said, well, you're doing pretty good. You can walk out on your own powers or we can bring a wheelchair. She says, bring the wheelchair. I said, Dee, you're getting your money's worth. She smiled and she laughed. Joe went around to get the car, came up. And you could see the healing that God was starting to work. You could feel the healing, the healing, the healing. Why? Through the sorrow that we had felt just a far few minutes before. I don't understand it. I can't figure it out. I can't put it in the right places. I can't A plus B equals C sometimes. I can see it on a piece of paper. I can go back to my algebra days. But when it comes to God and the way that He does things, I can't figure it out, but I know He does. And I know He does it in His way, at His timing. Something else happened that night, and I don't know if any of you were here, picked up on it or not, but I'll tell you how wrong I was. We take up slips. Brother Tommy usually does it. And Tommy was up singing with us, doing what a day that will be. Oh my goodness, what a song. Choir, you sounded good. You're still Tommy's backup singers. I hate to tell you that. You will always be just Tommy's backup singers. Because people love Tommy. Why? Because he's been faithful many, many, many years. Amen, Bob? Amen. And we pick up the slips and we put them in a little basket. And we choose two of the slips to give out CDs. And Bill had brought somebody sitting right here on the front pew. And I think she's about 11. Is that right, 12? How old is she? 12 now. And we're mixing up all the slips and I go over to her and she's going to pick out the slips. And she reaches down in there and she gets one of these slips and pulls it out, along with the second one. And this slip that she pulls out, it's a little different from all the other slips. Because the slip that she pulled out, it was folded different. It was folded down to be the smallest one in there. About that size. And she reached her hand down in there. And praise be God, she found that slip. Folded up just like that. And lo and behold, we opened up that slip and guess whose name was on it? hers. My goodness, what do I think? It's going to be scandal in God's house. Woo, them church people are going to start talking now. And pulling out a slip. Because it was only one like it. Mm. So what did I do? I ran back and got another CD. And we pulled out another slip. That lucky Nancy Becker back there, she got that second slip. And I only tell you this for this reason. My initial reaction was, that little rascal. That little rascal. Reaching down in there and pulling out her own slip because it had been folded so different than all the rest of it. Then God teaches you things. Then I started to think about it. There's a Mark Trammell Quartet CD that's going to be played in a household that needs it. Now let me tell you something about Mark Trammell Quartet. Those guys are solid. They believe God. And they sing about the love of God. They don't have as much hoopla as some of the other groups do. But I'll tell you one thing, they are solid. In every song, the message is there. I don't even know what was on the CD. I don't know which song it was, but I can imagine them singing the Statue of Liberty. Singing that slow when they do, Gentle Shepherd. Singing any of the number of songs that are on there. And I can imagine that CD being played in a house that needs to hear that music. And I kind of had a little time with old Charlie, and I said, buddy, you better let God do it. Because God allowed the right slip to be folded up just the right way. So the godly music would be played in a house that's not much of a godly house. Sorrow in a godly manner. Bringing repentance so that we can share in the joy of our salvation. I know it's nice and cool outside, and the raindrops falling, and thanks God it stopped on the way back up north. You'd be watching football games, you'd be watching baseball games, or maybe you'll just, ladies, you'll take the clicker away and hide it. Whatever you want to do. But I believe that we serve a loving God, and I believe that God is doing a work around this place. You don't have people that just simply walk in with a message like he loves me in song unless God has something big for us to do for him. And how does that happen? Doesn't happen with the crowds. Doesn't happen with the signs. Doesn't happen with what you think are big things. You know how it happens? It happens with little pieces of paper folded in special ways. It happens that when somebody takes an unfortunate tumble, and you really see the warmth and tenderness of people gathered around, that's where God begins his work and not ours. Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come into your house. We have shared in communion. We have thanked you for the wonderful gift that you give each and every one of us if we'll simply accept it. God, you are doing a work in our lives. You are doing a work in our church. Let us be so willing to be listening to that voice that you are speaking to each and every one of us with. Now, Heavenly Father, let us not go out of here and empty. Let us not go out of here with not being moved with the spirit that we felt within your house. Let us be full of joy. Let us be full of excitement. Let us be full of thanksgiving for what you did for us. And God, let us be willing to share this wonderful joy to a world that is simply dying of thirst. Give us safe traveling mercies. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said, Amen.